Ada singing Only You, Jesus. All right, so we're taking a look at how we can develop emotional resilience. And I tell you, it's important to do that, and it does take some time. It does take some effort, but it's well worth it, well worth it. So we're sharing with you some of the things that we do. And you notice that as we're discussing that, one of the things that we're doing is dealing with attitudes. We're dealing with dispositions. We're dealing with viewpoints. We're dealing with how we approach life mentally. A lot of our emotional resilience has to do with what we think about life. So, here we go. We're taking a look at emotional resilience and some of the traits that emotionally resilient people have. And as I mentioned last week, please do not dismiss or minimize the importance of being emotionally resilient. We have to remember, God made us as creatures who have minds, bodies, emotions, wills. All of that makes us who we are. And so none of it should be dismissed or minimized. So don't think that because we're not using the word spiritual, that means somehow that we are less than spiritual if we're not focusing on spiritual. A lot of people have gotten to a lot of troubles spiritually because of emotional immaturity. Chronologically, 28 years old, but exhibiting the maturity level of a 17-year-old. Or a 19-year-old, chronologically 35 years old, but still exhibiting the maturity level of a 19-year-old. They got stuck in a place where they were in life, place that they never should have been at, but they enjoyed being there, and so they started putting into play a lot of maneuverings in order to keep enjoying where they were. Very often it having to do with sinfulness, sinful behaviors, a sinful lifestyle that they were enjoying so much that they didn't want to move away from that place of pleasure. And so in order to remain in that place of pleasure, they kept their mind on that level and did not mature mentally, did not mature emotionally, did not mature spiritually because they enjoyed that place of pleasure so much that they were willing to sacrifice maturing and becoming a better person in order to continue to enjoy their sin. The sinful place of pleasure. It's not that we have to give up pleasure. We need to be ready and willing to give up sinful pleasure. But there are people who go to church all the time, who have committed their lives, who have dedicated their lives, who have devoted themselves to enjoying their sin, preferably right up until they breathe their last breath, and still convincing themselves that they have convinced God to receive them into heaven no matter what. Not good. Not good at all. We need to be developing in every aspect of development. Every part of us needs to be developing, growing, maturing, mentally, intellectually, emotionally. We need spiritually, we need to be developing in all of those areas, because to the extent that you hold back in one area, you're going to be pulling yourself back in the other areas too. There is no way to stunt your growth emotionally without also stunting your growth spiritually. That is impossible. There's no way to stunt your growth emotionally without also stunting your growth mentally. There's no way to stunt your growth mentally without also stunting your growth spiritually. So you decided that you're not going to truly grow up. You're not going to truly mature because you're really having fun where you are right now. And so a lot of people are in their 50s, and they just, all they did was they just turned 19 31 times or 41 times or 45 times because they haven't, they're no more mature overall. They're not much more mature at 50 than they were at 19 or at age 21 or at age 25 when they stuck themselves in neutral so that they could continue to enjoy their sin. And they weren't about to admit that they're enjoying their sin, and so they deny the sin. They keep living the sinful lifestyle, keep denying it, keep living the sinful lifestyle, keep denying it, while they insist that they really are righteous and they're truly living godly lifestyles. God isn't fooled by any of it. No, we need to be real. Need to be real. If we're going to grow, and if we're going to be resilient, we can't get stuck in neutral when it comes to being who we are, developing. Because as life goes on, if we're developing, we should be dealing with, finding ourselves confronted with ever tougher situations that stretch us and grow us more and more and more. But you have some folks who just get stuck and they can't deal with anything at age 58 any better than they dealt with stuff at age 28 because they've refused to grow. And here's the thing. To the extent that we refuse to be honest about our lives, to that same extent, we refuse to grow and develop. We make it impossible to grow and develop when we're constantly living lives of lies. Lives of lies. And deceptions. And it's not to say that we can't grow at all. It's not to say we can't mature a little bit. But believe me when I say we get nowhere near where we could and should be if we're stuck in being lying deniers. So do yourself a favor. Do right by yourselves. And grow. Be honest. Here's another trait that Mr. Waters shares with us. People who are emotionally resilient accept the fact that they don't have all the answers. The psyche actually has its own built-in protective mechanisms that help us regulate stress. When we try hard to find the answers to difficult questions in the face to traumatic events, trying too hard can block the answers from arising naturally in their own due time. That's something that we talked about last time as well. So when we come back, let's take a look at some self-care habits. And this isn't about being egotistical. It's just about making sure that we know what we need to do our part to take care of ourselves. Let's look at that.